what the today's Marmaduke comic was.
What's today's Marmaduke comic?
There's a guy working in a sewer.
Yeah.
And Marmaduke's looking inside.
He yeah.
says, "Marmaduke, this is a manhole, not a dog hole."
They still got it.
Have you ever seen the movie?
No.
The movie is just a string of those one-liner jokes. It's just Owen Wilson gets into situations and someone goes, "Marmaduke, that's not a pie for dogs. That's a pie that's for a, people.
That's a man pie."
Yeah, just like Sweeney Todd.
Yeah.
So it's 2 hours of those jokes. That's why it's the funniest movie ever made.
Did you buy it on Blu-ray?
Yeah. Oh, cool. It's funnier than Funny People.
Wow.
Because even Funny People has parts where they just talk normally.
Oh.
But Marmaduke was joke after joke.
Non-stop hilarity.
Exactly.
I'm glad to hear you enjoyed Marmaduke so much. That's Phil's new fandom.
Marmaduke.
He doesn't wear Mega 64 shirts anymore. That's just Marmaduke. No,
Marmaduke 64.
Every day, like he gets the strip of the day and he puts on a t-shirt and he wears it that day. That's Phil's wardrobe.
It is. You put it on hats, you put it on sweaters.
Wouldn't that be awesome if you like every day you had a new strip on it?
That'd be funny. That'd be funny if I saw the same people every day.
It'd be funny if it was Marmaduke.
That's
otherwise
true.
Not.
If it was like Peanuts.
No.
Or Garfield.
Those are too serious.
I also saw the Garfield movie. It's on TV. It was the second Garfield movie.
Oh, who's in
he
that?
He was in England.
Who's the voice of Garfield?
What's his name? The guy from Lost in Translation.
Freddie Prinze Jr.?
Yeah.
Bill Murray?
Bill Murray, yeah.
Really?
It doesn't sound like him at all. It doesn't sound like Bill Murray and it doesn't sound like Garfield. It sounds like some guy trying to be Garfield.
Oh. Well, who's in it, like, live action wise?
Breckin Meyer.
Who's that?
As Dave or Dan, whatever the owner's name is.
Who's Breckin Meyer?
He was in Rat Race.
That doesn't matter. Cuba Gooding Jr. was in Rat Race.
And Rowan Atkinson.
And Rowan Atkinson.
Well, maybe he was one of them.
Oh, okay.
He was John Cleese.
Oh, that makes sense.
No, he was in, he does voices in Robot Chicken.
Okay. Is he Seth Green?
No.
Is he
Breckin Meyer?
Seth MacFarlane?
He's the guy who looks like the guy from Spaceballs.
Rick Moranis?
No, the guy who played the Han Solo character.
Oh, I don't remember. Okay, I
was Jet Throttle or something, whatever his name was.
Okay.
I don't know.
Anyway.
And Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Oh.
That's a good...
Yay for her.
She made Party of Five.
And then...
And then that movie where it was her and her mom.
Oh, I Know What You Did Last Summer.
And the sequel. And then Garfield 1 and 2. And then Ghost Whisperer.
So TV. It's a pretty good track record so far.
Yeah.
Can only go up.
Oh, no. But the height of her career was the Tuxedo.
Oh, true, true. Forgot about that one. Is the Jackie Chan pact still on?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What's his next movie?
I don't know.
We'll see.
He's in The Green Hornet, right?
No.
Want to see something cool? That's him.
That's the young... Yeah, they did the special effects to make him look young. Like yeah. Jeff Bridges in Tron.
Or Brad Pitt and Benjamin Button.
Yeah, yeah.
They made the old guy look like Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Mr. Magoo, that's what they called him.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Speaking of Mr. Magoo.
Yeah?
Did you hear that Leslie Nielsen died?
I did.
That was like so recent.
I know. They're going to say that was so sad. So like, that was so recent. It happened not too long ago.
It just happened.
Like what they say in his eulogy. Leslie Nielsen died. It was so recent. It happened a little while ago.
That's like the funeral that, you know how sometimes stars will have like the personal funeral for
yeah.
their families and they'll have the public one?
Yeah.
Well, they also have medical ones where all the people involved who helped him in his sickness
okay.
get together. So they're like, "And time of death was..." Amen.
That sounds very nice.
Just the, you know, no frills, get to business funeral.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what I want.
Like standing over his bed.
I want the doctor who was there when I was born at my funeral.
What is he not gonna be like? Well, I guess unless Philip you die soon.
Was born on something in the 80s. It was a day like any other. I went to work.
It was a long time ago.
That's it.
That'll be nice. That's too bad. Canadian icon?
Leslie Nielsen?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, we missed our chance to meet him at Fan Expo those couple of past years. He was there promoting a Van Stelsing or Van, what's that movie called?
Van,
Stan Helsing.
Oh. We didn't even see him though. Like, a lot of them we at least see sitting there and signing autographs and taking pictures. And then we just.
Because they're there for like 1 hour.
Oh.
And then they leave, and every time we go by, they're not there.
Oh.
Like, the Fonz.
Well, we saw the awesome people, like Worf. He was wearing a hat, and I stood in front of him.
Worf?
Worf, Michael Dorn.
Last year?
Yeah.
I didn't see him. I didn't even know he was there.
Oh. Yeah, he was there.
Leslie Nielsen was there.
Oh. Who was the big show last year again?
William Shatner.
Oh. We didn't see him either.
No.
Hey, last year. Speaking of last year, what? Now it's a new year.
Yay.
Happy New Year, Phil.
Speaking of William Shatner.
Yeah?
What? It's a show.
Did he die too? Canadian icon, yes.
I don't think of him as Canadian.
Isn't he?
He is, but he doesn't seem Canadian.
Because he's what?
Like John Candy, he was Canadian.
He was Canadian. Well, what is it, like wear a toque and be in Cool Runnings before he's Canadian?
Cool Runnings.
Or some kind of winter sport movie?
You have to be in SCTV at least once
to be considered a Canadian star. Oh, but the show
is gone now. Well, then anybody from the 80s onwards missed their chance.
Now no one can be Canadian. Little kids in the hall.
No, those are like, they're Canadian, but they're the unknown Canadians.
Oh.
Because even, how many people know Dave Foley?
I do.
You do, I do. That's two people. But when you say, hey, look, it's Mark Richardson. Look, it's Bruce, forgot his last name. And Scott forgot his last name.
Yeah, I guess. Well, who else was from SCTV? Dave Thomas. The Home Alone lady. Catherine? Kathleen? Kathy?
Scarlett O'Hara.
Catherine O'Hara.
Catherine O'Hara. Who's Scarlett O'Hara?
Scarlett O'Hara. We're like Catherine.
Scarlett O'Hara's in a Clue.
Oh. Okay. Miss Scarlett, you mean?
I don't know. Mr. Plum. Or Mr. Mustard. Mr. Honey.
No, they're titles. They're titles. Professor.
Whatever.
And Colonel.
Colonel Kernels. Colonel Mustard.
Yay!
In the Scarlet with the hair.
Yeah. Hey, what were we talking
about? She was on...
Miss Scarlet?
No, whatever her name was.
Catherine O'Hara.
She was on an episode of Whose Line.
Uh-huh.
It was, like, the worst guest appearance. Because she couldn't play the games that well. And then they did the hoedown, and every time in the hoedown, it's the same music, and they always do the same melody.
Yeah.
It was like... Dun, 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 dun. Do 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 do.
Yeah.
And they always sing the same tune, like do 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 do. And then when she started, like someone went before her, she was second.
Yeah.
And they did the tune, and then she's like, she doesn't know where to come in, so she's waiting. And then when she starts singing, she goes like, what? And then the other two people after her do the same melody from the beginning, and she seems so out of place.
Well, it must be hard to come into a show like that.
Yeah, but
who else did it? Elton John?
I don't know.
No, Elton
they had John. There's a lot of good ones. There was Richard Simmons was in one.
Oh yeah,
not like full episodes, but they had guest appearances. They had China wrestler.
Oh yeah, Robin Williams.
Robin, that was a good episode. And Stephen Colbert was a guest in a whole episode once.
Oh really?
Before the Colbert Report, I think.
Cool.
Well, he was okay. And I don't know. Speaking of Whose Line?
Yeah.
Congratulations to Drew Carey for losing like 80 pounds.
Oh, really?
I was watching, I don't know how long ago it happened, but I was watching The Price is Right a couple days ago, and he's like thin, like fit thin.
That's cool.
He's a little flabby because he's got that from the all the fat before.
Thing. But that'll
and
go because
he's like 55 years old or something.
Oh.
But he's really thin now.
Well, that's good, unless he has like cancer or something.
Like, no, he just lost weight.
Okay.
Why are all the fat people losing weight?
Because
like Peter Jackson.
Did he keep it off?
It's Peter Jackson.
Is he still skinny?
I think so.
Wasn't it Michael Moore who got like skinny and then he got fat again?
I don't know. I think did Wayne Knight get skinny at one point?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I saw he was in I think he was in Garfield. The second one, he was like a tourist. And he was fat Wayne Knight.
Oh, maybe he got fat again.
I don't know how long ago that movie was. Like 5 years ago, maybe?
Oh. I don't know.
Because I remember I saw him in something and he was really thin.
Was he thin? He wasn't thin in... Was he thin in Punisher?
No.
He wasn't fat, not really. Fat, though.
I'd say he at least hit the 200-pound mark. Yeah, get fat, people. Like, what if John Candy lost weight? And Chris Farley.
That's what made him Canadian, too? That he was fat?
Like, yeah, and Jim, according to Jim.
Jim... Jim. That's his last name. Jim, according to Jim.
That's a good show.
That's okay.
Hey, Andy? Yeah, Jim? What kind of adventure are we going on today, Andy? Well, if you can think of a way to either disappoint your children or upset your wife, it'll be a good day. Harmonica! Belushi, Jim Belushi.
Jim Belushi, that's right.
John Belushi.
So, Happy New Year.
Imagine if John Belushi lost weight.
Yeah, that'd be okay.
He's probably lost weight by now.
Yeah. Or John Goodman.
All that under-eating. Oh, yeah, John Goodman.
Yeah.
Hey, Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Hey,
Happy...
welcome to Care Nothing Podcast.
Welcome to Care Nothing Podcast number
54. 54. I whatever, think. The January one for this year.
January 2011.
We're just going to stop numbering them and...
But we have to make it to 100.
Oh, yeah. Okay, number 54. Hey, this is the sixth anniversary of podcast number 2.
Yay!
What was the second one about? What happened there?
I don't know. Was that the first one that was like an hour?
Yeah.
Probably.
You just said we're back.
We're back and we started talking about stuff.
Hey, cool.
I wonder what Chris's number one podcast was.
Oh, yeah. I think it was the one when we ate sushi.
I think it was the one with the Chala Head Chala.
Oh, yeah. Although that's the only part I remember. It was number one just because of that part.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
You can find Chris on pixelapocalypse.com.
Yeah, he's in like podcasts too, isn't he?
He was in, I don't know, I looked through their site. The only thing I could find Chris in, or that he's done for them, was that one podcast.
Oh.
He's apparently a staff writer for them, but I don't know what he's written yet.
Oh, maybe he's now getting, like, assignments and stuff. I don't know.
I don't know. Because they seem to have regular content. Every time I go there, there's a whole bunch of new stuff.
That's cool.
Chris said they were doing video content. They were going to get started on that.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, their video guys just up and left for some reason. So he said, I know a guy who could do it. His name is Phil. So I contacted them. And I said, hey, what do you want me to do?
Yeah.
His name's Nathan. So Nathan goes like, oh, I just need someone to like guide me through helping make videos and stuff.
Yeah.
You got any suggestions for like cameras and gear? And like, yeah, okay. I wrote him a small list.
Yeah.
And I gave him some helpful hints about doing green screen.
Cool.
And he said, thanks. Well, not really. He told me, we talked on Skype.
Okay.
And then he told me to email him a list of gear. So I emailed him the list. Yeah. And then that was the last I ever heard from him. He never said, you know, that's good or thanks or I need more. I messaged him again. I was like, do you need more from me? Is that it? He said, nope, that's it. Merry Christmas. I thought I was going to help you with something. I thought, because Chris told me, you'll probably, like, edit videos and just be a general video producer. That's pretty cool. I like editing.
Yeah.
And I asked him. He when I talked to Nathan, it didn't seem like he knew what I was really supposed to do for him. Oh. So I kept having to ask, like, so what exactly am I doing? Can you give me a rundown of what my duties would be?
Yeah.
Like, you know, just help me guide me through. Oh, Chris told me that I'd be editing. Yeah, that could work. Okay.
Well,
And then I asked him. I emailed him later. I said, oh, I got the new version of Premiere, and you can use this kind of footage now, like from these codecs with all the new cameras. He's like, oh, well, I got Premiere. Okay. Well, good working with you. That was it.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe it's like Chris, where, like, maybe you don't have anything yet, but, like...
I don't know.
Eventually he'll call you up and be like, hey, Phil.
One day, I guess. Edit
this, like, 4-hour video.
I don't know. Thought it'd be fun to do, because it was supposed to be like a. From what I remember in one of the podcasts they talked about, it was supposed to be like the Daily Show, but with the video games.
Oh, okay.
So that's
interesting.
Yeah. Oh well, got my own stuff to do. Sort of.
So what are you anticipating in 2011?
Oh, I don't know. Is that what I put there?
Yeah.
First podcast of the new year.
Hey!
2011 anticipatory things.
What?
I don't know. I'm just looking forward to
being finished school.
Sure.
Exactly.
All right, edit this part out.
Okay.
We just didn't talk about school.
Okay.
So how was your Christmas?
Oh, my Christmas was good. I was sick, though. I was sick for pretty much all of December, which was kind of crappy, but I still had a good Christmas.
I got kind of sick, too.
Yeah, and your dad.
My dad got kind of sick. Everybody in my family got kind of sick.
Yeah.
It usually happens around that time of year, just one after the other.
It's because you hug too much. You all go home and hug each other.
Because we watch a lot of TV and share the remote.
Yeah. What'd you get for Christmas?
I got a shirt that didn't fit.
Awesome.
And they got me a shirt. They got two sizes. They got medium and large.
Yeah.
And the medium, they gave me the medium one and it didn't fit. So I tried on the large one. And when I finally got to it fit, and I was like, oh, this is perfect. And I looked in the mirror, like, I look so dumb in this.
How come?
I don't know. It was weird. It's kind of like a polo shirt. It had this like yellow stripe on the collar and the sleeves, and it looked weird.
Okay.
I just got lots of money.
Awesome.
And a gift card to the music store.
And you bought stuff with it already? Some of this so-called new gear.
Well, I have job money. So.
Oh, that money too. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll get to that later.
Okay.
The money I'm making.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it. I think I talked about my awesome Christmas in the last podcast.
Awesome.
If you enjoyed that podcast.
I enjoyed what I saw of it. That girl with the owl.
Yeah.
She almost looks like she's related to you.
She looked like she was related to you.
To me? I thought she looked like she was related to you.
No, we all look the same.
Oh, okay.
Maurice the Owl. Go there and check him out.
Yeah. Good stuff.
No, that day wasn't good.
Yeah, he sounded sick.
I was excited to go, and then I got on the subway, and I went like two or three stations. I was like, I should check, make sure I have everything. So I looked through my bag, like, oh no, where'd the emails go? Oh no, where's the topic list? I had to go all the way back. I wasted like half an hour.
Oh man.
By the time I got there, it was dark. Like, oh, I just wasted so much time. I'm finally here. Oh, what's this? There's a lineup to go inside, and I have to wait out in the cold. And then the lineup was like 40 minutes.
Oh, man.
And then I finally got up there and like, oh, you have to check your backpack because you don't allow backpacks in. Okay. So I had to carry a plastic bag with all my heavy stuff in it.
Oh, man.
And then I got in and it was weird.
Did you like the museum, though?
Yeah, I was there like just a year earlier.
Oh,
and it's not much different. There was I was excited to see the Chopin exhibit. Like, ooh, I like pianos and I like classical music.
Yeah.
I went there. The Chopin exhibit was like a tiny hallway with two of his pianos and then a glass case with letters he wrote to people. Letters that people wrote to him. I don't know. It was lame. It was really lame. They didn't have his handwritten sheet music or anything. They had his table lamp from his house.
Oh, cool.
That was interesting. And that was it. You can go through it in like 1 minute.
Great. Did you learn about Chopin?
No.
About his table lamp?
No. It's from table lamp. Oh, I'm out of here.
That's what it takes to be a great pianist.
A good table lamp. Yep. That's the inspiration for the Raindrops Prelude.
Yeah.
And that was it.
So that was podcast 53.
Good times.
What else was released?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Wait, hey, we're still on anticipatory things.
Oh, right. What's happening in 2011?
Nothing.
Any movie, big movies coming out or anything?
A bunch of the Marvel movies are coming out.
Like Thor?
Thor. Captain America.
Yeah.
X-Men.
More X-Men?
More X-Men. Did you see the promo images for X-Men?
No, is it like a reboot or a...
It's called X-Men First Class. It's supposed to be in the 60s when the team first forms.
Oh, cool.
And Xavier has hair. And he walks.
Is it still Patrick Stewart?
No.
Oh.
De-aging Patrick Stewart. It was the guy. It's the guy from Wanted. James McAvoy.
Oh,
McAvoy. Whatever you call him.
McAvoy.
McAvoy. It looks really lame.
So it's all different people, I guess?
Yep.
Wow.
They have a...
Are they going to wear like the old uniforms?
The old outfits? Well, the picture they released, they have like the yellow and black outfits from like the first comic book.
Oh, okay.
But they're a bit different. They look like biker jackets.
Sounds interesting.
They have an angel character, but it's a girl.
Oh, okay.
And
how about Dazzler?
No Dazzler. Oh. Dazzler didn't show up till the 80s.
Oh, okay. Oh, I should have guessed.
Like during the Dark Phoenix saga.
Oh, because she was a dark character too.
Yeah, really. Whee! Like Dark Lights. The Dark Light Returns.
The Dark Light Returns.
Starring Dazzler as the Dark Light.
That'd be good.
Yeah, that's it. Any games you're looking forward to?
Mass Effect.
Oh, we should talk about this later. Whatever. Mass Effect 3, 4.
Yeah, and
Mass Effect PSP.
I don't know. What else is coming out? Oh, the 3DS is coming out.
Oh, yeah. 3DS price, $250.
Whoa.
I'm not getting it at that price.
What price would you get it at?
Like $180.
$180?
Yeah, if it drops below $200 and not $199.99, then I'll get it.
Okay, cool.
But if I'm not even willing to get an Xbox for... $200. I'm not gonna buy a handheld that I know I won't play that much.
But you play handhelds a lot.
No, I don't.
And you used to play like Tetris all the time.
That's when I first got Tetris.
Oh.
I maybe played it for a month straight, and then you can only play so much Tetris at one time.
Oh, okay.
I like handhelds, but I don't play them that much.
Ah. So if like the next generation of consoles came out tomorrow, would you get one of them?
No.
If depending on the price. $190.
It's like the Wii 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm just getting into my Wii.
Oh, that's true. No, you've had your
Yeah, that's true.
Here and there, you know. Yeah. Smash Bros. And
always Smash Bros. Always. That's the best game on the Wii ever. Other things in 2011? Hey, Subway finally brought out the $5 footlong this year.
Are we gonna get some?
Year over. That's all I need. I hate that commercial.
The dancing like, people?
Five footlong. You can't see what we're doing, but they dance there and they put their hands out like they're measuring a foot.
Some of them dance a lot and some of them just kind of stand there and bounce.
Yeah.
That's a good commercial.
Yeah.
So you could go into marketing.
What do people like? They like Dancing with the Stars, right? Have people dance.
I'm looking forward to a new film challenge.
Oh, yeah.
In August.
That'd be good.
Are we gonna mix it up this year?
With what?
Like, you know, last year we added whatever dialogue.
Oh, add more things?
Or take away things?
Let's keep adding stuff every year to the point where it becomes really predictable. And, like, it becomes so specific that we already know the movie we're gonna make.
Okay.
So in 10 years...
It's just gonna be like...
Challenge us to be like, we're starting now. Don't say a thing. We already know what to do. We added an extra 56 hours to the challenge.
We added an extra year to the challenge time limit.
It's gonna be really good. Yeah, maybe we can produce a 3-hour movie.
Oh, man.
It'd be like Titanic.
That'd be brutal. That's it. That's enough for 2011 anticipation.
Yeah, that's good.
Sometimes you just have to wait and see what happens.
Yeah.
Right?
Who's going to die this year?
Oh.
Ringo Starr.
No! Don't say that!
Paul McCartney.
No! Don't
then say that. The Beatles' deaths will be complete.
No!
Oh, did Phil Spector die already? Because he's like the fifth Beatle.
No. Not Phil Spector. George Martin.
Not George Martin.
Yeah.
Phil Spector.
Phil Spector only did, like, Let It Be.
Phil Spector.
You just like it because there's Phil.
No, next, the Rolling Stones have to start dying.
Oh, that's true. None of them died yet?
Well, that's true. They do have to start dying.
Right. I forgot
about
them.
Is it still the original
them.
Band?
I don't know. It's probably changed a little bit.
Just two of them, at least.
Just Mick Jagger and who cares about the
Richards.
Other guys?
Keith Richards.
Yeah, those two. And then who cares about the rest?
Oh, a new Pirates of the Caribbean movie. That's what I'm
Oh, yeah,
to.
I saw the trailer.
Starring Salma Hayek as Keira Knightley.
See,
the movie will open with a plastic surgery scene. Oh, Christina, whatever your name is. Why did those natives have to smash your face so?
Why are they making more? Why?
Jerry Bruckheimer is doing he's doing some other adaptation movie with a famous story. I can't remember.
Little Red Riding Hood?
No. Not that one.
There is that one though.
Red Riding Hood.
Like Twilight.
Who is the wolf?
Again.
Yeah. It's Twilight with a red cape.
Well, see, that's the key to making money.
Twilight?
You leech off of whatever's popular.
It's true. There's that Nicolas Cage movie out now.
Oh, yeah,
that's
the witch.
Kind of like Twilight.
Yeah.
It's Twilight in the 1600s.
It's super hunk Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage is a good actor.
Sometimes. Sometimes it looks like he doesn't care what he's doing.
He always looks like he doesn't care what he's doing.
Okay, that's...
Even in Face Off.
No, he looked like he cared when he had no face. He's like, I want a face. I think that's a direct quote.
I want a face. Oh, he's doing a Ghost Rider 2 right now. Spirit of Vengeance.
Why?
And it's supposed to be like some kind of partial reboot. Where they're reimagining the origin.
Why do they reboot things like 2 years later? It's because it was so bad the first
Spider-Man reboot?
Oh yeah.
Have you seen the costume for that?
No, just the guy. Well, is the costume different?
Yeah.
Like in a good way?
I don't know. It's alright.
It should be pink.
Pinky man. All right, we're talking about some more movie stuff later.
Okay.
Releases.
Nothing.
I was hoping, and maybe, I don't know, Derek takes a long time to put these podcasts out. Maybe by the time you're listening to this, we'll already have something out.
That's true.
But, yeah, pretty much anything I talked about in the last podcast is still on the table.
Cool.
I've been working on that Fan Expo footage trailer. It's going pretty well.
Cool, I'm
curious about it. Slowly,
but
pretty well. I'll give you a preview later. I'll upload something for you.
Cool.
But, yeah, I'm working on that. I was hoping to have it done by today, but I just got really lazy.
Cool. It looks only like that'll be out soon.
Yeah, well, I'm going to try it for this month, and hopefully before the podcast comes out.
Cool.
Whatever. You're listening to this, it's already out.
I'm editing Breakfast again. I got it to work again.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Upcoming!
Yay!
Breakfast!
Yay! So I'll finally get that scene you asked for to you.
Oh yeah. Can I have this scene to help me write my music? Okay. 3 months later.
Here it is.
Thank you.
And when did we film?
Well, that means I have to get started on the music again.
Yay!
Oh man, more work.
Don't worry, no rush. And what did we film? What did we film?
We, last week we filmed low-budget Star Wars Episode 2 Attack of the Clones.
Yeah!
That was pretty good filming.
That was fun.
I haven't started editing that yet, but I will soon.
Yeah! Cool.
Not much to say about that.
It was as crazy as usual.
The TV's on in the background the entire time.
Cujo was on.
Yeah, we were watching Cujo and Stargate Atlantis. If you've never seen those, you could catch a glimpse of them.
This is the best way to check out Cujo.
It's all the parts without the dog.
Excellent. Anything else upcoming?
No. I have some stuff in mind that I want to film, but I'm not going to bring it up yet.
Okay.
Something you wrote.
I have some stuff.
The hippo thing.
Oh, cool. I have some stuff in mind to write, but I'm not going to bring it up yet because it might not ever happen. But I have some ideas that I want to flesh out.
Do you think the new low-budget Star Wars would turn out good?
I think so. I think they always turned out pretty good.
It's hard to tell when we're filming it because it's really tiring.
Yeah. Well, this one wasn't so tiring, I found.
You can tell
the last one was tiring. Episode 1 was tiring.
Yeah. I found this one tiring.
I didn't find this one tiring.
I can kind of tell by the end of all the clips that we're just rushing through it all.
I think that's why it wasn't tiring, because we kind of went through it a little fast.
The droid factory sequence. Oh, done.
It's hard to do that stuff.
We did a whole droid factory sequence with two droids. It's the power of movie making.
I think I said this to Phil when we were doing it. I was like, they always turn out entertaining, at least. Which is the point, really.
That's true.
So, yeah. So, I look forward to seeing that.
I look forward to putting that together.
Cool.
They're always fun.
Less than 18 minutes or whatever?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I think this one will be a little
shorter. We filmed less than one full tape.
But with this one, we actually went by the movie, like, almost...
Like less than episode 1, though.
Really?
I think we followed episode 1 a lot more closely.
Oh.
This one, we skipped a lot of stuff in this one.
We skipped a lot of stuff, but we were referencing the movie a lot.
Yeah. But there's a lot of scenes in episode 2 that are just...
just totally
not
forgettable.
Worth anything.
Yeah.
They don't advance the story at all. Or you could really do a lot of those scenes a lot quickly.
Like we did.
Faster.
We kind of summed them up in small scenes.
Like that diner scene. The point of the if anybody remembers the diner scene in episode 2, the whole point of it was to have this fat, greasy guy tell Obi-Wan, oh, go to the archives, instead of thinking of it on his own.
As to show off the special effects, Obi-Wan hugged the fat guy.
I can imagine when they filmed that. It really was just a green screen, and they said, okay, Obi-Wan, there's, like, a table here, or Ewan McGregor, the table, there's a robot on rollerblades, just pretend like you're hugging something big.
So talk to him for a little.
Call him Dax. That's it.
There were a lot of bad scenes. I haven't seen that movie in like, probably since I saw it in theaters.
I watched it twice, I think.
It's terrible.
DVD.
It's so sad.
It is. It's the worst of the entire saga, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
I used to say that with the prequels, they progressively got better, but watching this again, it's like they went backwards in episode 2. Episode 1, with like, if you take Jar Jar out, it's a much more bearable movie.
Yeah.
Even though he's not in it that much. But even in this one, he's barely in it, but he's the most annoying that he's ever been. The first thing out of his mouth, Obi!
Oh, yeah.
That he's wearing those weird robes.
Yeah.
And then they give him the power to give Palpatine supreme power. I was reading something about that, and they're like, they probably did that as part of the backlash against Jar Jar to make him more of the more unlikable, because he's the one who's at fault for creating the Empire.
That's awesome, though.
I know. It's like, it's your fault we have this big army and he declared himself Emperor. Way to go, Jar Jar.
Thanks, Jar Jar.
That's why he has to scream Wisa free in episode 3.
That's good stuff. And man, kids love Star Wars.
Kids do love Star
Wars. They love Star Wars. And they love the prequels. They think they're like the coolest movies ever.
Pod racing was cool, though.
Yeah, so wicked.
I had a pod racing t-shirt.
I had a pod racing video game.
Wow, t-shirt's better.
No.
The t-shirt helps you feel like you're really living it. Like you're in the pod.
But then... Because
yeah. Then when you wear it, you just run around going...
Oh, that's true. So that was Star Wars. That was Love of Star Wars.
So that was Star Wars Episode 2,
Attack of the Clones. If you think about it, it's kind of funny. That our saga has been going on for a very long time. When the original one was filmed in like... 2000-something.
Something, 4 or 5.
Yeah.
Wow, it's been 6 years, man.
Yeah, 7 soon enough.
It's comparable to George Lucas's 30 years.
Getting there.
Oh man, 2 more years and it's the 30th anniversary of Return of the Jedi.
Wow.
Wow.
What are you going to do to celebrate?
Gonna buy Star Wars on Blu-ray.
Oh yeah! Are you looking forward to that?
Well, that comes out this year.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to it. Oh no? Why not?
I'm not gonna buy it. I already have 2 versions of Star Wars.
Why not Blu-ray?
Oh.
My death.
They're gonna be the same as the DVDs.
No! Yeah, they're gonna be like slightly sharper.
In content
or more special editions.
That's what I'm afraid of. Like, what are they gonna change now? I have a feeling they're gonna change Puppet Yoda in episode 1 to be a CGI.
Yeah, I think Luke is gonna go to a diner and Yoda will be there. Then
they're gonna make the Mos Eisley Cantina into the episode 2 diner.
Yeah.
And the guy who goes, "We don't serve your kind," will be Dax.
Yeah. So it's like, whoa, callback. That'd be awesome.
No. The only thing that might be worth it is the extra special features, but...
Yeah. Those are special features.
No.
Okay.
I'm not gonna buy them. I kind of want to buy the prequels because I've always wanted to just have them to complete my collection. But I start feeling bad that I'll have the prequels on awesome Blu-ray and not the originals.
Yeah, that's just wrong.
I know. So I got to buy the whole saga at some point.
Or buy the prequels on VHS.
No! My episode 1 VHS died.
Oh, I don't know where mine went, but I had it too.
Awesome.
That was so cool. Just to watch it over and over again.
The only reason I hold on to my special edition VHS, because episode 4 I got signed by Chewbacca.
Oh,
remember cool. That?
Yeah,
you were there. And because it's the only version I have where Hayden Christensen isn't in it.
I have a version like that too.
Yeah.
I have the best version.
You have
with
original,
the Ewok song at the end of Return of the Jedi.
Well, I don't like that part.
That's the best.
I welcome the new special edition change to Return of the Jedi at the
end.
That's
wrong.
Well, the song at least.
I have the purest version.
The purest version. The unadulterated version.
Oh, it's so beautiful. I listen to that song every day. That's how I start my day. Yup, yup.
Yeah, that's your alarm clock sound. Yup, yup. Yup, yup, yup. That's a good song.
Isn't it kind of sad that people will never, like, people growing up today won't ever have that experience?
Well, they have the more satisfying one.
No. No one's singing.
Because.
They're supposed to be having a party.
People singing, yeah. It's a Star Wars language.
That's not a good language. Yum Yum is a good language.
See, like, the movie ends, and then it's like, Yum Yum.
Yeah, it's happy.
But you just saw, like, Luke burn his father.
Yeah. Yum Yum.
And then And then his dad shows up as a ghost and yum yum! Yum yum yum!
That's the only like way to react really to all that.
No.
What would you say if that happened to you? Yo 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 yo! I'd say yum yum!
Yum yum! Yum yum!
Pretty much.
Alright. You win.
Thank you. It's a new camera gear.
New camera gear. Yeah, I got some new camera gear.
What is it?
I bought a wide angle lens.
Oh yeah.
Really cool.
I saw it on Twitter.
It's a Raynox.
Cool.
Made in Japan. It's really good. It doesn't like, I don't know, if we ever make a movie with it, it won't make much of a difference when you watch it. You'll go, oh my gosh, they're using a wide angle. It looks so good.
What is it? What does it do exactly? What do you use?
It gives you more space.
Oh.
Like, it kind of, I don't know, to me it looks a bit more like real movies because they're, you know how the camera's there, but it's sort of disconnected.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's hard to describe. When you look at the comparison between them, you can really tell that there's a huge, huge difference.
Okay.
But it...
Are you going to be using it, like, all the time? Or is it just, like, special shots?
I think if it doesn't have to be, like, super close-up, then I would probably use it all the time.
Oh, cool.
Because it just looks a little nicer, I guess.
Cool.
You know, you don't have to pull the camera out that far. And I don't know.
Sounds neat to me.
Yeah, it's fun to use. It's fun to just go, like, not wide angle, wide angle. Not wide angle, wide angle. And it enhances your vision, too, when you just put it to your eye.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You just look right through the lens. I need to see more.
That's cool.
It's pretty. It'll be a useful tool that won't be noticeable to people watching.
Be useful for a low budget Star Wars Episode 3.
That's true, maybe sort of. Like I was thinking, you know, this would have been good when we were filming Episode 2 because there are times when we really had to move. When you look at it with your own eyes, the way you place all the figures, it's like, oh, that's a good placement. Then you go with the camera, it's like, why is everybody cut off? You got to move them so close to each other. So it would have helped. I can imagine it helping in previous movies we've done. But it's too late for that now.
Yeah. We use it for the new ones.
Yeah. The other thing I got is a 35mm adapter.
What's that do?
You can attach still camera SLR lenses
to the front. Oh, that's cool.
And it kind of gives you a more filmy look. It's really hard to work with, though.
Because
it sucks a lot of light out. So you have to really...
Do you have an actual lens?
Blast
though?
Everything with light.
Oh.
And,
Like, you have, like, SLR lenses?
I got one, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Nikon. And, it just gives you that really shallow depth of field.
You should upload some test footage.
Yeah, I've been trying. The downside to it, other than the light loss, is that it kind of unsharpens the HD footage. It gets kind of soft.
Oh.
So it's really... really hard to work with to make an image that you can automatically say that's awesome.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't know, the thing people say about it is it kind of forces you to learn how to movie make properly,
to filmmake,
because like us, we're like, okay, we got these halogen lights, let's put one here and there, that's good enough, let's go. Now when I try the same thing, it's like, I can't see anything. It's so dark, why is everything out of focus?
Oh.
So yeah, you gotta be a lot more careful. It's gonna be hard to do, like, handheld run and gun shooting.
Okay.
Because you have to constantly, like, focus.
Oh, alright.
But,
So probably our next film will be, like, the Eat Me of this generation.
Wait, what does that mean?
That means, like, we have new equipment and we don't know how to use it yet.
Oh, that's true, yeah. Yeah, the movie that I mentioned earlier that I was planning to do after Star Wars is, I want to try it with this.
Cool.
We'll see how it turns out. I'll show you some of the footage that I filmed around the house. Right, like, cool. if you film with sunlight, it's perfect because it's so bright.
Sunlight's always
makes
awesome.
Everything clear. But you really have to practice with it. Because sometimes the depth of focus is so incredibly shallow. I was filming my my sister's turtle tank.
Yeah.
And I was in focus for the turtle. I was pulled back far enough to be able to see the whole tank. Hmm. So I focused on the turtle. And then I went up to the tank. My face was probably like 5 inches away from the tank. And then when I went to look at the footage, like, why is my whole body out of focus and the turtle isn't? I'm not that far from it. So it's, yeah. It's weird. It's a big learning curve, but I think we can pull something out of it. Well, and the other weird downside is it's an optical physics thing, but yeah. The image ends up upside down on the LCD screen on the camera.
Oh, okay.
So, and in post, you have to flip it horizontally and vertically. And that's, yeah, that's kind of the big downside of it. It's hard to film because you're thinking, okay, I gotta tilt up now. Wait, I'm going down. Where's everything going? There's more expensive adapters that you can buy that have a flip module inside, but they're like $800.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not
someday. Someday.
Actually, it's not that worth it to have these anymore because the DSLRs are getting cheaper, more affordable, okay. And they do video, and they look way better, and they work well in low light.
So DSLR someday?
Actually, my one of the most affordable ones right now is called the T2i from Canon.
Yeah.
And my mom's trying to get one for free from Air Miles. Whoa. So once we get that, we'll probably use that. Depends. I guess it depends on what you're trying to film, really. Because they have different looks to them.
Exciting new technology.
Yeah. The downside of the DSLRs, at least the one that we're trying to get, or the cheaper ones, is that they don't have like manual audio control and stuff.
Oh.
There's a lot of manual controls for the video features that aren't available. Mm-hmm. Except through unofficial firmware hacks,
which
void your warranty. So I don't want to do that.
Lots of downsides and upsides. And
unless you want to spend, you know, $2,500 on a better camera.
And a whole arsenal of cameras.
That'd be cool.
I remember when I used my old digital camera to take 15-second movies.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Come a long way.
I haven't.
No, you haven't.
Phil's collection has.
Oh, yeah, I never did that.
That was fun, though.
It's fun spending money on gear and then not really using it for anything.
We're going to use it. We're going to use it.
Yeah, eventually.
That's cool.
Yeah, I need a new light, though.
Ah, new lights.
I was going to plan on buying, like, fluorescent. Like a 600-watt fluorescent or something like that. Brighter, but not hotter.
Oh, cool. That's a good good thing for the actors.
I know.
Do we need another actor?
I don't know.
Are you going to have, like, with this complicated stuff, will you have to be around the camera more?
Well, for the one that I want to do, I decided to try with the new gear because it's pretty much just you.
Oh, okay.
With, like, one shot with another guy.
Okay.
Which could be me.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Yeah, it will be harder if we have to have... Like, I can't imagine me using this on our film challenge just because I know we have to do... We do a lot of handheld run-and-gun stuff just as quick as we can. No time to make good setups.
Yeah.
But on stuff where we have more time, then yeah, definitely.
Okay, cool.
I think it'll be harder to have other people behind the camera too because I'd have to teach you how to use it all.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever. Getting technical.
Technical! Let's move on then.
Yeah.
Movies!
Hey,
you talked about Tron last podcast?
I didn't. Every time I tried to talk about a movie, I either couldn't think of it something to say, or other people started to walk around me. Like, I don't want to be talking about Tron with these people here.
Only your camera, like, Tron's awesome.
I know. Looking at dinosaurs. So I saw Tron, and I always had to, I couldn't just be like. And I saw Tron, and it was really good.
That'd be creepy, too.
Yeah, because I was worried the camera wouldn't pick me up the entire time. I couldn't tell. I could see the audio meter moving, but I'm like, it's probably all the other sounds around me.
But that would be creepy. Like, if you're some guy holding his camera whispering, I saw Tron the other day.
And then I saw Harry Potter.
That was so good.
You know how many times I started the podcast when I was there? Really? I'd be looking at something like, hey, it's, I'm walking over here now. Hey, everybody, podcast 53.
So, yeah, Tron. Did you like Tron?
I like Tron, yeah.
I like Tron, too.
I thought it was pretty good. That's it.
That's it.
What'd you like about Tron?
I liked, obviously, visually, it was really cool to watch. It was a lot of fun. And also, the nostalgia factor was kind of neat.
Nostalgia factor.
You know, like Jeff Bridges is back.
I haven't seen Jeff Bridges since the 80s.
I know. Well, you know, just that it's been a sequel for a movie that's so old. And like, yeah. And you know, it really is like a continuation of it. And they bring back Jeff Bridges and they use special effects to make Clue look young and everything like that. I thought that was cool.
Yeah. Did you see the original Tron?
Yeah, when I was a kid.
I saw it maybe when I was 16.
Oh, okay.
I didn't think much of it. It was okay.
I think I liked it when I was a kid.
I think I like it more now.
Yeah.
And I appreciate movies a bit more now.
Cool. What did you like about Tron?
I didn't find anything nostalgic about it, really.
Oh.
I've seen Jeff Bridges in other films, like Iron Man.
Well, I
saw the movie, I saw the original Tron, I didn't know Jeff Bridges was in it.
Oh, okay.
And he looks really different now from when he was younger. He's kind of gruffer.
Yeah.
And it's weird seeing him with hair instead of as Obi.
Obi.
Dia Stain, whatever
his name is. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm used to seeing him with hair.
Yeah. Yeah, visually it was a cool movie.
Yeah, soundtrack. Did you enjoy the soundtrack?
Yeah, I bought the soundtrack.
Oh, awesome.
It's really good.
Send me some MP3s.
It's like, in the Fan Expo trailer, I open it up with the opening song from Tron.
Awesome.
Daft Punk. They were in the movie.
Yeah, they were in the movie.
That was cool.
That was cool.
They're in the weird dance thing.
Wearing their robot helmets, as usual.
Yeah. Those are cool.
Those were cool.
And, yeah, I don't know. I realized that this movie does work as a standalone film.
Yeah.
Because I remember, for some reason, I couldn't remember the movie exactly, but I thought the original movie, I thought I knew it.
Because
every time I saw the trailers, the guy would come up and be like, I got a text from your dad's office or something. He's been missing for so long. And I was like, oh yeah, I remember in the original movie, he got stuck inside Tron at the end.
Yeah.
And then I watched the movie, and I'm like, oh yeah, they're finally going back to get him. Then I read the synopsis for the original movie, and he actually gets out at the end.
Oh.
And he doesn't get stuck in the game.
I didn't remember it either, actually.
All that stuff about him like going back and forth between the two worlds and testing things, that's like in between. Story.
Oh, okay.
So basically you could have not had the original Tron and just set up this new movie and it would still work.
True. It's cool with the old one.
Yeah. Yeah, even like here's your dad's vintage light cycle. It's not the same light cycle from the original movie. It's white and it's nice. It looks cool. Yeah, it was
fun.
Story was like okay.
Yeah, story okay.
You didn't really care about the story much. You're just looking at awesome stuff.
There were some funny lines.
Not
intentionally funny. Yeah. No one will get that unless you see it. But yeah. It was really funny.
And I couldn't even remember that Tron was a guy or a program.
Me neither.
I thought Tron was like the name of the world he went into.
Me too.
I'm going into Tron. Because the game was called Tron.
Yeah,
so it's like, I'm in the game.
Yeah. But then, and then it was the same guy. But I'm sad that he didn't really have more to do with it then.
Yeah, why call it Tron?
Because it's Tron.
Apparently he didn't even have much to do in the original movie.
Oh.
Just like, hey, that's Tron. He's a good program. All right.
Okay, damn, I think Jeff Bridges. Really don't remember the first one much.
No, I don't either.
But I did watch it.
And the son of, like, the original sort of bad guy.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Cillian Murphy in this one. Remember when Jude was talking about, they planted a character.
That was him. Oh, okay.
Because he's, like...
I'm not surprised.
Apparently, like, his dad stole code from Jeff Bridges and took credit for it. And that's sort of where they set up the original story.
Okay.
Yeah, not what else to say.
Cool.
It kind of worked in 3D.
Kind of.
Didn't notice it much.
Not a big deal as usual.
I found a good... My new glasses help the 3D glasses stay on better.
Oh, you have new glasses?
Oh, yeah.
They look the same.
No, like, the new glasses I got, like, last July...
Oh, okay.
The new glasses I had since the last time I saw a 3D movie.
Okay.
Tron,
how many
4
G's?
4 to 5 G's.
3.5 out of 5 G's.
Good movie. Check it out.
That's fun. You see any other movies?
I saw Harry Potter before that.
We did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
and the Deathly Hallows.
Did we?
Part one. Yeah, we did. We saw Harry Potter. Oh, or did okay. I see Harry Potter? I saw Harry Potter.
I saw it too.
Okay.
Was it with you?
I don't know. I think so.
Oh, was it Sinistars?
No.
Are you sure?
I don't know. When did we see Harry Potter?
I thought we saw it at...
No,
we saw Half-Blood Prince at Sinistars.
Yeah, no, we saw... Remember that day when we went to the mall to eat first and we're like, oh, we don't have time to see the movie now.
Yeah. And then we read The Rush over there.
Yeah.
After eating, like weird food court food.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh. Phil almost threw up.
Oh, I got water stains.
Yeah, I remember now.
What'd you think of Harry Potter?
I don't know. I don't think they needed to break it up in two movies if this is what they're gonna do with the first part.
You read the books, right?
Yeah.
Wait, someone died. Oh yeah, that stupid goblin thing died. I don't even know who he is.
Dobby!
I vaguely remember him from Prisoner of Azkaban, I think. And then they brought on like the other goblin, and I thought that was him. Like, why is he so angry now? What happened? And then the original awesome. Goblin showed up. I don't know what's going on anymore.
It doesn't help that they look exactly the same, pretty much.
Yeah. Just,
except angrier.
And they went back to the weird house, townhouse thing.
Oh, yeah. Sirius Black's house.
Yeah. I don't know.
It was very middling. Very...
I don't know what middling means.
Very meandering.
Oh, yeah.
Very...
Well, like, the whole... For the past two movies, I guess, now, their it's whole been, like, plot point up. Has been around... Oh, we've got to find these treasures
things yeah.
to kill Tom Riddle or Voldemort. That's it. That's our story.
Yeah.
We'll do that for three movies, and that'll be it.
Yeah. It's kind of boring.
So, who marries Hermione at the end?
I can't tell you.
Is it Ron?
Didn't you read it?
Or is it Ron's brother?
You didn't read it?
No.
Oh.
My story is, I read the first page of the first Harry Potter book.
Oh, yeah.
I said, I've had enough. I put it down. Maybe because I was on vacation at the time.
Oh.
I don't know.
The first... Well, never mind. We don't have to talk about that.
Let's review all the movies up until now.
But, you know, I found it kind of disappointing and not really worth watching.
They're all just okay movies to me.
I thought some of them were like, quite a bit better than the other ones.
I don't remember them. Anyway. I know I didn't like Half-Blood Prince because of the ending.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't like the Goblet of Fire because of that competition.
How many G's for this one?
I'll give it 3.
I give it 2.
No, I give it 2.5 because I don't like those stop in the middle of the story things.
Ah, yes.
I was upset at Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is so good.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, it's over? They walk up the hill and they're like, there's Mordor. All right, we're going to end this. They're going to get rid of the ring. Oh, man, there's like 6 more hours of movie to go. We see Mordor right there, but we have to take the long way around.
Oh, good stuff. Any other movies?
I saw
Tangled.
Oh, is that good?
That was pretty good. It's pretty good.
Did it live up to the original fairy tale?
Yes.
I read a summary of a review that said something like, "Oh, this is like another Disney fairy tale classic in the likes of Snow White and Cinderella."
And it kind of spins off it, yeah. So. It kind of does its own thing with it. It's not really traditional like that. But I found while I liked the movie and everything, the music was pretty forgettable. Which is kind of sad, because they're trying to come back to this music cult thing with the Princess and the Frog.
Oh, yeah.
And this movie, but...
So they had a lot of singing?
Yeah, there were quite a few songs, and I don't think any of them were really anything special.
What's her name? Rapunzel?
Rapunzel.
Rapunzel!
Rapunzel!
Meat pies! Rapunzel! I remember there was a huge uproar about calling it Tangled over Rapunzel.
Yeah, I
remember. I guess it makes sense now because it's not really Rapunzel.
Yeah.
I saw... I hooked up my VHS player.
Yeah.
And I found my Casper movie.
Wow, Casper with Christina Ricci?
Yeah.
Cool.
It's actually a pretty good movie.
Yeah.
That's it. Casper's good. It's a pretty sad movie.
Really?
For a kid's movie.
I don't remember what happened.
It's kind of depressing. Like, Casper, how did you die?
Oh.
He's like, oh, well, I went out sledding, and then my dad said, come in, but I didn't want to. And then I got sick. Then he got sad.
Oh.
Then he created a machine to bring me back to life.
Okay.
Whoa.
That's deep.
And then they act in a kid's movie, they actually kill off two main characters.
Wow, who?
The evil lady and the dad. They both fall off a cliff.
The dad falls off a cliff?
Yeah, he gets drunk for some reason. And then he walks out a door, and then you just hear... Aah! And then, well, of course, he comes back as a ghost. But, and then they revive him using the Lazarus chamber. Oh, like, but Casper, it was for you. No, this is the right thing to do, Cat. It's a depressing movie.
Sounds good.
I didn't see anything else.
Me neither, I don't think.
I don't think either.
Oh, I saw The Town.
Oh, with Ben Affleck?
Ben Affleck.
I hate that stupid DVD cover they have with the nun with the face. I mean, I'm like, what is this movie? It's about these guys doing a heist, and here's the cover. I wonder what this movie is about. Evil nuns.
That's what it was about. That's what it was about. Did you watch it?
No.
Oh, okay. Because it's actually a pretty good movie.
I kind of wanted to watch it, but...
It has that guy from The Hurt Locker in it.
Yeah, Jeremy Renner.
Yeah.
He's going to be Hawkeye
in
The Avengers.
I give it a 4 out of 5. Good movie. Yay.
Saw Minority Report for the first time.
Oh, how'd you like that?
I liked it a lot.
I like that movie a lot, too.
Yeah, it's a good Spielberg film.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, kiddo. Hey, Dad.
Where's my Minority Report?
Oh, yeah.
You don't have it. And he has that cool gun that you like,
oh,
do, do, do,
do. Oh, yeah.
And you twist it around.
He had to do, like, the Arnold thing in Terminator 2.
Yeah. Like, that doesn't seem more efficient a weapon in the future.
To cock your gun, spin it around a few times. And then he just shoots plastic barrels or stuff.
Yeah. I like the part where he sticks the thing in his chin and his face gets all screwed up.
Oh, yeah.
That was almost pointless. It like lasted...
Like, there was like nobody to go by
I know.
To trick. And then when he finally meets him, he's like, hey, it's me. Oh, hey, John.
That's good. I forget who else was in that movie. Was there anyone else like notable?
Yeah, Colin Farrell.
As
the guy who you think is the bad guy.
Right, right.
You set me up, man!
It's funny.
No, I didn't.
Well, who played the old guy? I don't remember. Was anyone...
Max von something.
Okay, I don't know.
Some famous actor, apparently. Oh. Old guy.
Okay.
I don't know.
That was a fun movie.
It was.
Jeez.
4.5 cheese.
Awesome.
Good movie. Good Spielberg movie.
Spielberg's
awesome.
Spielberg.
Except for
what was his? What's he been up to lately? What's he done?
He's working on the Color Purple 2.
Really?
No.
The trilogy. The Color Purple trilogy.
Yeah. Next one will be like The Color Violet.
Did he do The Color Purple though?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, okay.
It's interesting that Spielberg. Normally, people think of Spielberg as being like big adventure movies, and then you look at the movies he's directed and there's a lot of stuff there that you wouldn't expect.
Yeah,
like The Color Purple,
because he likes to do a lot of different stuff.
And there's one movie, the Empire of the Sun. It's like his first war movie, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
In the 80s. And there was another one called 1941, which was hated by everybody.
Awesome.
But was written by the guy who directed Back to the Future.
Oh, cool.
It was a World War II comedy.
Wow.
If you can imagine Spielberg doing that. As much, like, he talks about all the respect he has for World War II and the Holocaust in that era, and then he does a World War II comedy.
I have so much respect for the Holocaust.
Just kidding. Anyways. That's it for movies.
Okay.
Games. I've been playing a lot of games.
You have been?
Yeah.
Me too.
This is the first time I've had a whole bunch of games to play, and I don't know what to play.
Wow, what are you playing? NBA Jam.
Yeah,
that was fun.
How'd you like Jam?
That was a lot of fun.
New Jam, it's really good. It's like the old Jam, pretty much.
You know what's the best part of it? pretending that you're a Bargnani.
Bargnani! Or Toronto Bargnani. Raptors.
No, it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
It is. There's, like, lots of little additions that they added that make it slightly better than the original games.
Yeah. A lot of different... Those different game modes were fun.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sort of mini-games.
Yeah, and punching each other, as usual. It's weird that you... I find it weird that you can't do that thing where it's, like, you take control of your computer teammate or whatever.
Yeah, that's...
At least they have that in old ones.
Big downside.
The tag mode or whatever.
Yeah, you can't turn on tag mode. But the AI is actually pretty good.
Yeah. But it's still, like, hey... That's kind of an oversight.
Yeah. Yeah, it's NBA Jam.
NBA Jam.
If you like NBA Jam, you're gonna like this game.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it. Have you played Donkey Kong yet?
I have.
Oh, you have?
I don't have it, but when I went to Texas.
Oh yeah, Derek went to Texas.
Oh yeah, I went to Texas.
How was Texas?
Texas was warm.
Did you
as you might expect.
Did you buy a big hat?
I didn't.
Did you buy a big belt buckle?
I didn't buy anything actually.
Oh,
I was still sick when I was in Texas.
Not even snakeskin boots?
I bought Tums, maybe?
Texan Tums, they're like 5 times larger.
No, I went to a steakhouse and stuff like that.
Of course, a steakhouse.
Of course, and the steak wasn't very good.
But so it didn't snow there?
No, no snow. It was like our spring, pretty much. Which was very nice.
Well, I guess when you went, we had decent weather here.
Oh, okay.
There was no snow.
But yeah, Texas was cool. There's lots and lots of white people.
Yeah.
And Latino people.
Yeah.
It's just right on the border.
Did you see any Mexicans?
And black people. Lots of Mexicans.
Yeah.
And lots of fat people, too. Like, I don't want to be like, stereotype, but there were a lot of fat people.
Did they have ribs in their hands?
No. They were just fat.
Yeah, I have a friend who lives there. He's Chinese.
Oh, cool.
And it would seem weird, a Chinese guy in Texas.
I saw one Asian family in a restaurant.
Were they residents?
I don't know. I couldn't tell. I didn't talk to them. I should have. Like, hey, you're not alone.
What are you talking about, man?
What? There's some things like the yogurt is bigger.
Of course.
Which is weird, but awesome.
They eat yogurt there?
I know.
I thought everything was just... beef.
Beef juice, beef puree.
Now my friend's dad, Chinese dad, he used to wear he always wore the big belt buckle, the boots, and the cowboy hat.
Oh, cool.
That was awesome. He visited us in Canada. It's like, you're a cowboy.
That is awesome.
Sweet.
Yeah, that was a fun trip. Wasn't too long.
Do you remember when, I don't know, if it was the first snowfall they ever had, but I remember like it's the first snowfall in Texas in like 50 years, and it was like the tiniest amount of snow imaginable, and they're saying, "Oh, but there's so many accidents going on. They don't know how to handle snow."
That's always funny to hear.
Yeah,
but yeah, I think was that like last couple of years ago?
No, this was a long time ago.
Okay, because
I don't know, maybe when we were in high school.
All right,
but I remember hearing about that. Like, man. The world's changing. Texas has snow. It's like 2 millimeters. They've never heard of snow tires. We never went over this in driving school. What's emergency braking?
Terry's brother-in-law got Donkey Kong while we were there, so I played it a little bit.
Sweet.
It was fun.
It's a hard game.
It's hard, though. It is.
Holy
You lose so many lives so easily.
That's why you can buy 99 lives.
Yeah.
You need them.
Just keep dying.
So hard. There's so many things in there. You're like, why would they do this to me? What makes them think this is fun? Why are rocket barrel levels in this game?
Oh, the rocket barrel.
Oh. I'm playing, I'm in... I can't beat the last boss. The last boss, to get to him, it's like you have to go through a rocket barrel level first.
Oh, man.
I don't know if you played, there's one other one like it where it goes vertically. It's a little bit easier.
Mm.
So you have to go through that first. It takes me like 5 or 6 times. Yeah. I finally get there.
And then I die, of course, against the boss. And when you restart it, you can't get Diddy again unless you restart the whole thing and go through the rocket barrel level.
Oh my god.
So I can't beat the final boss. I got so close, I'm like, I gotta hit him one more time. And then Diddy dies. Oh. And then Donkey dies. Oh. I'm not... And then there's a World 8, there's a another rocket barrel level. I can kind of get through half of it, but it gets to a point where basically you start going forward and you're like, where am I supposed to go? There's a wall in front of me. Then the wall slowly breaks apart little by little and you're supposed to go through the little crevice.
Oh man.
And I can't get past it. Just forget this game. I'm done. But I've been going back to get like all the extra things that you can get, all the puzzle pieces.
Yeah.
It's actually not too bad once you know where things are.
Okay.
Kind of like the original games. Yeah. Once you know the levels, then you can kind of get through it a little easier.
Mm.
But man, that first run through, you're going to cry. So many... I know there's like levels where I spent about half an hour trying to get through halfway.
Oh, wow.
We finally did it! Power outage.
Aww. Oh, cool.
It's really fun, but it's hard.
I've been playing just a Namco Museum game for the Xbox. Oh, yeah. It has some cool games on it. One is like a Pac-Man Championship Edition.
Oh,
you heard that?
Oh, is that the new one?
Yeah,
it came out that like the hyper looking one.
Yeah,
yeah. That's I saw really, that reviews on the run.
It's really cool. It's a lot of fun.
They said it gets really hard though later on. That it would be easier to play with like a fight stick or something.
Yeah, it's a little tough, especially with the Xbox controller, but
yeah,
it's a fun game.
Cool.
Yeah,
I've been playing I got Sonic Colors for the Wii.
Oh cool,
that's a really fun game.
What are you doing that one?
You run,
do you color things?
No, you just, the colors part is the fact you get these thingies that are colored and you power up.
Oh okay.
They give you certain powers.
So it's like a traditional Sonic game and
more or less. It's
still 3D, but...
It's 3D, so sometimes it's, you know, third-person view from behind. Sometimes it's side-scrolling.
Okay.
But it's a good Sonic game.
Well, you know what's better than Sonic?
What?
Mario! I've been playing Mario Galaxy 2.
Oh!
I finally got it.
Nice.
That's a good game. It's a lot of fun, too.
Same old?
Same old, but... Well, like, I mean... You have to collect stars. But the level design is really fun, and...
Lots you collect stars in the first
new, different stuff, and...
And Yoshi.
It's good. And Yoshi, yeah.
Yoshi.
Yoshi's a lot of fun.
But they're different colored Yoshis?
I don't know.
So it's like Mario colors.
I did get Metroid because there was this like a pricing error on the EB site, and I got it new for $10.
Awesome.
But I haven't played it yet, but I got it.
Oh, you should play it. That's a good game, too. That's a really easy game, though.
Cool.
Because of Sense Move. I love that thing. Oh, I've also been... Well, I brought over Tatsunoko versus Capcom.
Cool.
Finally got it. Awesome. Been wanting it for so long. It's a pretty good game. It's definitely not like Marvel vs. Capcom.
That'll be coming out this year.
That's the only reason I want a PS3. I don't think it's worth it to buy a whole console for one game.
Yeah, not really.
Yeah, this one's fun.
But you could also play Heavy Rain.
No.
Jason! That's my favorite level.
That's the only level I want to play. They should just make that a downloadable thing for like $2. Yeah. And then I'll buy a PS3.
That'd be good.
Play through the Jason level over and over. 5 stars.
Awesome. But yeah, Tatsunoko is good.
Yeah, that's good. I wish like the tag team part of it was a little better.
Oh.
Because you can't really do... You know like in Marvel vs. Capcom, you always had those... 3-person super moves.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to do. You only get two people here.
Oh.
And then you can't really do them that much.
Is there online play?
Yeah. I haven't tried it yet. Oh, and I got,
like, could we be a team and play online against other people?
Maybe. We can try.
Cool. Let's try it.
Yeah. Oh, the nice thing about it is that the Wiimote controls is really simplified. So if you've never played it, you can automatically be really good.
Like NES style?
No, like Wiimote and Nunchuck. There is NES style too.
Oh, okay.
But it basically comes down to like Smash Brothers kind of fighting.
Oh, okay.
Two buttons and you button mash and you'll do a lot of super moves.
That sounds pretty much.
That's what I do with a regular controller anyways. I'm a button masher.
It's fun to fighting mash.
Because as long as you know how to do Hadouken motion and Shoryuken motion, you just keep doing that in button mash and you'll do awesome stuff.
Cool.
Yeah.
And I've also been playing Trauma Team. Wow. Which is a sequel to Trauma Center, the Trauma Center games.
I didn't like that.
Oh, I love them. They're a lot of fun. Well, this one you have like different doctors with different specialties and stuff. So you have like a bone doctor and like a forensics doctor. But one of them we just started today, I'm playing it with Terry. And it's like really creepy because you're a diagnostician. You're supposed to diagnose patients. And your first patient is this 14-year-old schoolgirl. And then there's like this jazz music playing. It's like... And then you talk to her and she's like all shy and bashful and stuff. And then at one point he's like, okay, can you lift up your shirt, please? And then he has like this robot friend. He's like, you must be more considerate for opposite gender patients. And he's like, you're going to make her feel awkward. And she's like, it's okay. And she lifts up her shirt and you have to like inspect her. And so it's really, really awkward and like not right.
You have to be more respectful for your people playing the game.
But other than that, it's a good game.
I can imagine that there are some people out there who are going to play that level over and over.
I know, which is disturbing.
I've been playing Ninja Gaiden Dragon Sword for the DS.
Oh, how is that?
That's a really good game.
Cool.
It's also very easy.
I thought those games were supposed to be hard.
No, this one's easy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I heard like the newer Ninja Gaiden games for like PS3 and Xbox are really hard. But this one is... just keep swiping your thing. Your
stylus. A button masher and a stylus swiper.
Yeah, that's all you do. Like, you got an enemy on the other side of the screen, you swipe the other side of the screen, he jumps over there. Like, yeah, this is awesome.
Sounds cool.
You have shurikens that don't run out, and you can just tap, 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 tap. So good.
That sounds like fun.
It's a really good game, though. I got it for $7.
Oh, cool.
Did you hear about, I think it ends today, there's a Walmart clearance
$1 sale?
Yeah.
I heard about that.
There's actually some pretty decent games for PS3 and Xbox.
But did you see them or were they all cleared out already?
No, I just saw the listing on Red Flag Deals.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they're like all gone. All the good ones are gone already.
Well, hoarders who are going to buy all of them and then they're just going to sell them. Even if they mark it up to like $5.
I know.
That's a huge increase. Huge profit per game. If you look at it statistically.
If only I could have gotten 50 cent Blood in the Sand. Darn. For $1. So cool. I actually bought that for my cousin for Christmas. For $10. It was $10. New!
That game seems so funny.
I know. It's actually supposed to be a half-decent game, so...
Yeah, I know.
There you go.
It's just like... Like, all this stuff around the gameplay seems really funny.
Yeah. True.
Alright, that's games.
Wow, a lot of games.
A lot of game
that's
stuff.
The holiday season, that's why.
Like I said, you know, this is the first time I've actually had games to talk about. Normally it's Derek and Chris, and here's me, just, I don't know what's going on. Games, but that's it.
Cool. What's next?
In terms of games?
No, etc.
Oh, I don't know. Anything else you want to talk about? I don't know.
Not offhand. How about you?
No.
No.
Any cool stuff going on in the world? It's the world, you know.
The world's coming apart, man. The world's falling apart.
What more could you ask for?
I know.
In the world.
What more? There's nothing.
Around the world.
He feels getting into Daft Punk now.
Oh yeah, Daft Punk's awesome.
Daft Punk is awesome.
I just like their helmets. They're so cool.
That's what I like best about Daft Punk.
The helmets.
The helmets. The clothes they wear. It's like a 14-year-old girl. Well, how about Cam Nothing Recommends?
Oh, I forgot.
Me too.
I was thinking about... I should think about something to recommend today.
Oh.
And then I went and did other stuff. I should think about that again.
I recommend... brown rice. Because it's better for you and more nutritious.
Is it less starchy?
It's... Nah. It doesn't taste as good. A lot of people say they don't like the taste as much. But I think it tastes different. But I like the taste too. It still tastes good. It's different, but it's good.
Why is there a fan in your basement where it's already cold?
It won't be cold in the summer. No, it will be. That's for air circulation, because the air here is not so great.
Why?
Because, I don't know, we don't clean down here much. So it gets all dusty in the carpet and everything.
That's... Hey, that's why I'm always coughing.
Yeah.
Because I've been here before.
What do you recommend? A type of rice?
No.
How about basmati rice?
I don't know what that is. I recommend...
rice in general.
Food to recommend. I can't think of any food.
How about... I guess you could cop out and pick one of your games.
No. I already said they're all good.
Oh.
I only play good games.
Okay.
That's not true. I've played, Red Steel.
Oh, yeah. Multiplayer.
Yeah.
That was good. Fun.
No,
Yeah, what do you recommend? TV shows? Abstract concepts.
Abstract concepts.
Something at the museum.
No. A person. We can't go to that museum.
A person. Who rocked your world this December, or January?
What?
I don't know. I'm trying to help you.
Who rocked my world?
Yeah. Who impressed you in December? Or January? Or do you recommend some of your new gear? Or a place to get gear?
I recommend the Canon 60D camera. It's really good. That's the one I would buy if I had the money.
So you haven't actually used it?
No.
Can you really recommend?
Based on the features and my knowledge of cameras, it's really good. It has a swivel screen, which is ideal for movie making. And it has manual audio control.
Whoa.
Which means if you want stuff loud, you can make it loud.
Cool. All right, so that's what Phil recommends. I recommend brown rice. Phil recommends.
Hey, take some pictures of your brown rice if you get any with your 60D.
Sure.
Do that. Email us podcast@canonnothing.com your rice photos taken with the Canon 60D, or even your rice videos with manual audio control. I want to hear the intricacies of rice.
I actually like the sound of rice cooking. It sounds nice.
It sounds like bubbles.
It sounds like nice bubble rice bubbles.
I like the sound of rice being uncooked rice being poured.
Me too.
It's like rain on your wedding day.
Oh, that's right.
That's what Alanis is talking about.
Rice.
May not be ironic.
And see, they throw rice. They throw rice at weddings.
Not anymore. Well, they used to. Because the seagulls will eat it and explode.
Well, yeah. So that's what we recommend.
Yeah.
Do we have any emails?
No.
Oh no.
Too bad.
Who sent any emails last podcast?
You.
Besides me.
Anybody? Robin.
Oh, cool.
And I had one left over from November from Matt and Daxter.
Oh, cool. Was there anything I should answer in there?
I don't know. We could pull up the emails if you want to answer something.
No, it's okay.
The old one. I still have them.
Don't have to repeat. Unless you want to.
Nah. To kill time. I don't know.
How long has this been?
Kill time. We've...
No, we've done a decent long this length podcast.
This whole thing is killing time.
Life is killing
this
time.
This is to help people kill time.
Oh, that's true. Were they good emails?
No.
Oh, man.
Yours was the worst.
Oh, man.
Here are things I liked in the last year.
Well, it's because I was trying
this
to make up...
This is the CD for, I liked.
For not being
this
there.
This is the movie I liked.
Because that's what I would have said if I was there.
This is the game I liked. Nah, that's good, because I was able to say the things I like, too.
Exactly. That's what I was trying to do.
Oh, I recommend...
No, you're already done.
I don't know what I recommended last time.
Ankle weights.
Ankle weights, sure. Got some me and Derek are going to work out. We're going to do the Drew Carey workout diet routine. We're both going to lose 80 pounds.
I would be like Derek nothing. Would be
like 80 pounds after. Derek would be like 50 pounds after. I don't know.
Not even. I'd be like nothing. I'd be like 0 pounds. No, no, not really.
I'm gonna be super buff.
Super buff.
Oh yeah. I saw Hulk Hogan in this weird commercial.
Yeah.
I don't even know what it was anymore. But this guy starts talking about his product. Then Hulk Hogan just comes in and he's like, are you serious about that? I go, yeah, buy it. And that's it. Good on you, Hulk Hogan.
That's his career now.
That's his career.
Like Wayne Gretzky.
I know.
That's all they can do.
I saw the Mighty Ducks too.
Oh, D2?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That's a horrible movie.
No. They play hockey.
1 and 3 are the best.
Oh, that's true.
For so long, I thought there was a Mighty Ducks 4. I kept thinking, there's a D4. There's got to be a D4. I remember seeing it. Lindy's birthday party. We saw D4. Lindy's birthday party. But it was... There is no D4.
It ends with Bombay.
Well, sort of.
Bombay is the third one, right?
No.
Gordon Bombay?
He shows up for a while.
Oh.
They go to college, remember? And they fight the varsity team.
Oh. Who's their coach? They're,
Some guy that was like bitter. He's a new guy. He's Gordon Bombay's friend.
Oh yeah. That's who I was.
You're like, oh, I hate this guy. And I forget then they find out name. That his daughter is crippled or something.
Yeah.
Oh, now I like him.
I can't remember his name.
I don't know.
Anyway.
But the old guy died.
Oh yeah, the skate sharpening guy.
Yeah. Do you remember these movies well?
Not particularly. Why?
Because I always thought there was one old guy. But then I was watching the second one, and they're like, oh, Hans isn't here. He went on vacation. But here's Jens or something. And I'm like, isn't this the same guy? And then he dies in the third movie.
Which one?
Like, I don't know. I always thought his name was Hans. What happened? I don't know if there are two guys. Email us, podcast@canonlucky.com. Are there two guys?
These are the requirements for your email. You have to talk about Mighty Ducks, rice, brown rice,
and camera equipment. Hey, send in any emails. We need stuff.
Yeah, we love emails.
Emails used to be like one of the funnest parts.
Yeah, remember? It used to be like the highlight, and we had like 6 or 7 emails.
Ow. Yeah.
Still hurt himself.
Yeah, these soft ankle weights are painful.
So, is that the podcast?
I leave you with these words of wisdom.
Okay.
Do not wear heavy boots when you drive, because your ankles will be really stiff and you won't be able to use the pedals efficiently in a way that would be safe for other drivers.
Thanks, Phil.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and 2 eyes made out of coal. Oh, Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old still